Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Unwind with Lemon Drop. Today I have two special guests, Maserati T. He is a up-and-coming wet rapper and business owner, Pet Boy Physics. Shout them out at the end. We're going to talk about that later on. And then I have one of my closest friends, Rudy.
What's up, Lemons?
Oh, look, I forgot to say names anyway. So today we're going to talk about dating and relationships. So I have a list of basically topics that we're going to talk about, and we're all just pretty much going to give our input on the question and what we feel about it. So, first of all, what's y'all status? Single?
Single.
Dating?
Single.
Okay, single as in not fucking with nobody, like 100% by yourself?
I'm single by myself.
So how long was your last relationship?
3.5 years.
And you?
It was a few years.
Niggas don't never know the exact fucking time.
They be knowing, girl. They just don't be wanting to say it. They want to seem so sensitive and sentimental.
And then, of course, me and my girlfriend been together, what, 8 years? For the most part.
A decade.
Literally. Okay, so y'all pretty much know how relationships work, but we're going to talk about how it is to date, like, nowadays. So, as far as, like, dating, like, going out, now I want to hear from T because he's a guy. So, when you take a girl out, like, do you expect for them to, like, pay half of the check? Are you gonna pay for everything, or should they buy around, you buy around, or how does that work?
I mean, you know, it depends, you know. I think it should go both ways. If
hell no. See, that's the problem.
The first date?
I mean, it depends on who's inviting who.
Okay, so if she asks you, she say, hey, we should meet up for drinks and food, like, you expect for her to pay?
You expect for her to pay.
Or Dutch.
Okay. You know? See, I don't agree with that. I'm too old school. I feel like it should be the nigga or the girl, I think, should offer to pay for, like, maybe a round of drinks.
Yeah, see, that's how I am. Like, I don't mind. I'd be like, okay, I get around. Like, or, like, that don't bother me, though.
Something afterwards, like, you pay for the food, I pay for the movie.
Yeah, something whatever. Like that. Like, and the thing is, like, with me, like, it's like they didn't even, you know, ask me, like, oh, you gonna pay for this? It's just, I don't know. Sometimes you just be like, oh, I'll get us around.
Well, yeah, you definitely.
Yeah, but some women believe that the man's supposed to do everything, which traditionally, yes, but.
Yeah. I think if you don't talk about it beforehand.
And then if y'all just cool, yeah, y'all on a, really not even a date these days. Just going out, kicking it, really. It's a date, but. It depends on how you feel about that person.
No,
like,
listen, but that's the problem, because if they feel like it's not a date, then of course you're going to have to pay half of it. But that's
women don't feel like that.
Y'all got to be on the same page. Yeah. Like, yeah, are they really liking me? Are we really talking like that? Or is this just something that we just fucking doing?
Yeah, because I'll be like, okay, I'll buy us around. That's how us are when we go out. You know, we just be, but we friends and shit, though. But we don't expect for T to pay for everything.
But just ask me to go on a motherfucking date, bitch, you paying for everything. Period.
I mean, yeah, that, but if it don't be like once or twice or three, yeah, something like
unless
that, but
talk
no.
About it and
first date, for sure.
He gotta pay.
Now, all that, I done had a dude walk out on me, though, y'all.
Really?
This was years ago. We had met up at Dave & Buster's, and we sitting there drinking, we eating or whatever, and I guess he wasn't feeling my vibe because I wasn't throwing myself. He wasn't my type like that. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna meet up this nigga, have a few drinks with you, blah, blah, blah.
I think this, that's
what
we
that hoe went to the restroom. I'm like, what the fuck this bitch at?
But
never came back.
A dude, if you were on a date with
but
a
you invited
date,
me,
no,
though.
Listen, but if you're on a date with somebody that you know don't really feel you like that, I wouldn't pay for shit either. Bitch, like,
I don't feel
you
them.
Just wanted some free drinks. So, it's time for me to go.
But you asked me what I was doing. Let's link up. Okay, let's link
but
up.
But that's why he left, because he was like,
and then, bitch, I didn't
want to
kiss him.
Yeah.
First, no, none of that. Ew. Disgusting. Yuck. Like, no. And that nigga walked out on me. Like, I'm like, damn, I got this whole tab. Like, I done been walked out on.
So, back into the whole dating stuff. So, do y'all feel like Netflix and chill is a date? Like, if a nigga said, hey, you know, come over, we're going to watch a movie, I'm going to order some pizza or get some takeout. Is that a date? Or y'all just kicking it?
I would say,
yeah, like...
Only time to me is a date.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, Mr. Smooth
so
Operator.
So, is that okay to do, like, the first, second, third date? Or do you think the first, second date, y'all should actually go out and do something? It don't even have to
it
be
really depends on the individuals.
On a wall,
but you got some people that don't really just hang out. They really homebodies.
If it's an agreement on that, it's cool.
So, are guys expecting sex if they invite you to your house for the next year?
Good question, T.
Do y'all expect to get laid after y'all watch?
Like, what do y'all expect, literally?
I mean, it depends. I'm fucking
that literally is the expectations of, like, chilling at somebody's house. Because 9 times out of 10, she's going to be...
I don't think so.
Not all the time.
Should no man be expecting a woman to have sex with them?
But they feel like you in the bed 9 times out of 10, you on the bed.
No, if you Netflix and chilling, you finna be on the couch and shit, eating pee, you know, eating. You ain't getting no
much
of a bed.
Y'all might end up. What if he got a nice ass motherfucking house?
It does depend on the guy, though.
Yeah.
it's
depends on the individual. Yes, cause
you know, okay, what if the nigga buy a bottle or something? He already know it's
gonna
go down.
Like T say though, it depends on the vibe though, cause you can fuck around with somebody the first night.
Yeah.
First date.
That's going to be one of our other questions, too.
So
Netflix and chill can be a date. Y'all basically said it's okay. I feel like it can be okay. I know, like, in the beginning, especially, like, when I was younger, like, me and Sabrina, when we first started dating, we didn't have money to go out and do shit. So, like, that was a fucking date. Especially when we were in the early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got money like that to be fucking going to a fucking 5-star restaurant, like, watching TV, chilling at the house.
We ain't know what the fuck that was.
Like, that's a fucking date. Like... it really was. Get you a bottle or something, smoke a blunt, whatever. So I agree with that. Is it okay to fuck on the first night? Yes.
Of the date? Or will you meet a person? Hold on, wait.
The first night y'all ever hung out. I say yeah because I feel like it goes back to what we were talking about before we started recording. If both of y'all on the same page and both of y'all want it, now, if a nigga is pressuring you or if the girl pressuring him, to me, that's awkward as fuck. Like, if you don't really want to fuck them. But if both of y'all want to fuck each other just as much, y'all wrong. Ain't no wrong thing.
I understand that, but
as
on
long
the first
casual,
date?
Yeah.
I mean, hold on, wait. First date or one night stand?
Like, first date.
Okay, so y'all could have been talking for what?
Yeah, y'all could have been talking
weeks,
shit months.
Months really? And finally went on a real date or just a couple dates. Well, you said first date. I don't know about that. That's a tough one.
Will you look at somebody differently if they fuck you on the first date?
No, because to some people, I mean, it's like they're getting it over with.
It might bring a stronger bond.
Yeah, because they getting
it
out the way. That's how
I agree.
It's
and then you ain't got to waste your time because if you don't fucking like it.
They, everybody their own motherfucking person. If they want to fuck the first night, fuck the first day, the next day, hell, have fun.
As long as you're safe.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. Just be protective.
As long as you ain't out here doing it with everybody.
Right.
Like,
don't do
but you
person.
Do have people you connect. Like, some vibes are just, I don't know.
I agree. I really do.
I'm just thinking, well, I ain't got that vibe yet. Because all these niggas is the same. They really
they're
most of them
not.
The same. They not. That's why I'm starting to glow up and get back out there, though. Like, I'm back out there now. Comfortable back with my
like
body.
Single.
Yeah.
I haven't been single in a long time, but I can only imagine. So my next question is, after how many days do you think it's okay to introduce people to your family and friends?
See, me, it's gonna take a little minute.
I can
see
that.
I gotta see you. I gotta know who you is.
So what's the minute?
It could be. It's really just more so whenever I'm.
And when they show you.
I'm ready. You know.
Because family
it's
is
not
family.
Gonna be. It's not gonna be right away.
Nah.
You know, it's more so.
I like say. Like with friends, it'll be probably sooner than family, of course, because them your friends.
Oh yeah, friends is.
It might be like
we,
a little.
We talk
about someone party, you date, you want to.
But like your mama, your kids.
Yeah, that's
which y'all both having kids. Like, I don't think you should bring no just somebody bring your kids. Like,
mm-mm.
Drop of a dime. Hell no, you definitely gotta know that person.
Oh yeah, man. People be crazy out here, you know.
They probably can't hear you. You gotta talk a little louder. Your
they probably don't hear that. He kind of right there.
So definitely a little time. Like y'all can't just be meeting the motherfucker and introducing to your
friends is okay, but yeah, moms, dads. But what y'all think about brothers and sisters? Because you got some.
I mean, to me, that
brothers and sisters gonna roll with their brother. They gonna roll with their sibling regardless. Like, okay, I just met this other nigga. Whoop de whoop. This other bitch. Whoop de whoop. Like,
it's not even about that. It's just about. I don't think you should expose everybody that you talk to your family. Everybody ain't worth it. Like, they not worth you, like, showing them off or meeting your family. Because it may not even last, first of all. And, shit, that's personal space to me.
Yeah, because with Tanya,
that's like
it took a couple months.
Yeah.
It took a couple months for him to meet my mom. Even my brother.
Surrendering to meet my parents until, like, after a year or two, they
My mama knew about him. Let me wait, mama. Oh, just bring no. We're gonna wait for a little bit.
Exactly.
Like, nah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask y'all this question, and I'm gonna give y'all my answer to. What are two things that you 100% absolutely will not tolerate in a relationship? Two things that you will not tolerate. Like, whether it's cheating, whether it's lying, whether it's being sneaky, not being good with money. Whatever the case may be, what are two things that you know off the top of your head that if this person do or does, you like, hell nah, bitch, I gotta go.
Bitch, can't say cheating because I took somebody back from cheating. Mm-hmm. Not no more, though. I won't accept cheating no more. Lying, niggas gonna lie regardless.
I think mine would be, I'm gonna answer first, y'all got a little time to think about it. I think two things that I would absolutely not deal with is, I've dealt with a lot of shit, first of all. If somebody gave me something, like an STD, off the top, bitch, we bitch, not being together.
The cops gonna be called on me.
You gonna die. And then the second one would be, I could deal with cheating, but I definitely couldn't deal with, like, you cheating with, like, somebody close to me. Like, a family or a friend. That 100%, I cannot. Like, I've met people who they nigga cheated on. They cheated on them with, like, one of their closest friends. Or they
family. Or they could, yeah. Bitch,
and what? Then they stay together. Like, those two things right there, I know for a fact, I wouldn't be able to deal with that.
Mine would be abusiveness. Ain't no nigga finna put their hands on me,
that's
period.
A good one. That's a
I'm
good
too
one.
Fucking white for one, and no. Ain't no nigga finna put their hands on me. And I talk a lot of shit, yeah, so no, bitch, you better handle my mouth. You weak as fuck if you can't. Abusiveness. And disloyalty, like, right. That's my one of my main things, though. Right. That'll fuck you up, too, at the end.
Right. Just somebody being disloyal, period. That's a good one. And what about you, T?
Disrespect and a thief.
Oh, them good ones too, though.
First of all, how you steal from somebody you with? Like, to me, that's.
I had an ex, y'all. One time, he had threw some money like on the side of the bed. It was like a couple hundreds. I will never forget this. And I seen it. I'm like, why the fuck this nigga just? Because he was very responsible. So I'm like, why the fuck is this money just sitting right here?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, like, because he had left to go to the store. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I picked it up, and I put it, like, in his little drawer or whatever where his money was at. He's like, he came back, he was like, girl, do you see some money? I said, yeah, you just had, like, a certain amount, you know, a couple hundreds just laying around with the food. So he went over there, he checked. He was like, I was just testing. I'm like, for what?
Oh, my God.
I was like, for what? He was like, I just wanted to see if he was going to steal from me. I was like, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
First of all, nigga, I would have been like, you dropped $100 and I took one. But, like, you have to be with somebody for a while.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Like, with Sabrina, I could go like, her wallet right now and get some money.
The thing was, we was together for about a year, though. But he just wanted to see if I was going to just take it without saying nothing. He was like, I just want to see if you was going to put it in your purse or something and just go on about your business or tell me you just give me back a certain amount.
Hell no.
I'm like, hell no, that's your money. Like,
and first of all, you thought you got a test
for it. And I know I'm going to get it anyway.
Right.
Nah, it happens.
But it does happen, though.
You know?
So, bitches really be dating motherfuckers and they be still...
Just how we look at small shit, men look at some of the small shit, too, though. They won't say it. But men be looking at small shit, too. Little bitty things matter.
Like, I really don't believe
it. Because that shows, you know, it shows disloyalty, you know. It shows, you know, disloyalty.
So, bitches be out here in real life, like, stealing from motherfuckers.
Stealing from their dudes, bitch.
Oh, no. See, money. That's ratchet as hell. At least just ask for it. 9 times out of 10, he gonna give it to you. Like, and if
you
he don't, woman. And if he don't, then there you go. That motherfucker ain't for you. He can't help you. Then why the fuck y'all fucking? Period. Oh wow, that was a good one. Okay, so what do you think? I was gonna do. Well, you can do three. What do you think are the three most important traits of a good partner or good relationship? So, like for me, I love somebody who is driven, like they got goals, they want to do something with themselves. A second one would be being able to communicate. I mean, even if that person don't know how in the beginning, if you able to like sit down and like grow with them and help them open up, to me that's very important. They gotta know how to talk. Then the last one would be they gotta be fun. Like, you gotta be able to, if you wanna grow old with somebody, that person need to be able to like be your turn up, like motherfucker said, turn up in your church. Like, mm-hmm. You need to be able to like have fun with them, shit, try new shit, and they need to be open. I mean, I feel like if y'all have those three things, then y'all could probably make it do anything. What you think?
three traits for it to work out.
For it to be a good, healthy relationship.
A good, healthy relationship. Loyalty. Yeah, that's one of the main things.
We gonna talk. Remind me to bring that up in a minute. We gonna talk about loyalty. Because I'm gonna ask y'all what y'all definition of loyalty is. Because everybody got a different definition of that. Because some people be like, I want you to be loyal. And then they want you to stick around after 10 years of cheating and this, this, and that, going to jail. That ain't loyal. That's stupid. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So, loyalty.
Being open-minded.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And communication. Mm-hmm. You know, those are my three things.
Agree. You?
Yep, I would say communication. I'm not going to say loyalty, even though that's one of my main ones. I would say communication. Same thing, like you driven, like you gotta want something, like you gotta have a plan, you gotta have a goal, longevity, short term, mm-hmm. long term.
Exactly.
We don't
yeah, agree, like I feel like y'all should develop that together, you know?
Yeah.
No, but
they should have their own. Yeah, they should have their own personal goals. As a man, you should have your own.
You get lost, but that's when people get lost in a relationship, is when, like, I don't have no goals by myself. It's only us.
You gotta
be happy by yourself. You gotta have your own goals and your own plan, because 9 times out of 10, you gotta be realistic. Their relationship may not work. Like, you don't meet a lot of people.
And that's
that.
The whole purpose of making it.
And
work.
Then I would be like you, like you.
I get right? that, but you can't wrap your whole, all your goals and your plans around this relationship.
Like, you could be on the same page, but she gonna have her own, you gonna have your own, and then,
y'all
you know,
together.
Y'all is one. So, but now.
I mean, if y'all is one, y'all should have the same goal together.
You don't have to have the same goals. I feel like y'all
some things might be a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like you can have your own goals, but I'm saying,
but
overall,
y'all on the same page. Yeah.
If the ultimate goal is to grow together, and let's say y'all want to reach a certain amount of money, or y'all want to buy this, or whatever the case may be. If y'all goals to travel world together, that's y'all together. But as individuals, y'all should still have y'all own goals.
Yeah, I mean that's you know that's like saying you could do what you want to do for work, and I'm gonna do what I want to do for work.
But we gotta put it together to get what we're
But you basically saying if it's just one, if y'all on the same page and not the same thing, so why not make it just one?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay, I get it. It makes sense
both ways.
That
way you don't have to worry about somebody betraying you.
Switching up on you.
Motherfuckers gonna betray you.
Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like we'll talk about that in a minute because I think we all have been in a situation where you get your feelings hurt, or you thought somebody was loyal and down for you, and then they show you like, nah, they went about that life. So the next question is it okay for your partner to be exes, friends with their exes?
That's
hell to the motherfucking no. Tell you why. We all grown. Now, okay, let me say this. If they're just like accidentally around their ex or whatever, occasionally because y'all have same friends or whatever, that's okay. If y'all, whatever, have mutual friends and y'all might be around this person. But I feel like just planning to hang out with your ex or ongoing conversations with your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, that's the hell no. Because number one, 9 times out of 10, both parties are not on the same page. Somebody left somebody. Somebody's still in their feelings, whether they want to say it or not. And when there's alcohol and drugs involved, 9 times out of 10, some shit gonna slip up. I've been in that situation with my ex, like, years ago. And to this day, I can't be friends with her because she's still in love with me. So why would I put myself in that situation to, like, try to go be friends with her when I know deep down inside, like, she wanna be with me?
I think it depends on the issue, because one of my exes, matter of fact, the one that y'all seen on St. Patrick's Day, Dayon, he came down here from college, mm-hmm. and we're super tight. Mm-hmm. So he was like, Rude, I just wanna come up instead of that, whatever, no sex, no none of that.
But y'all have an understanding.
Yeah, like, it's nothing like that. And, like, he's finishing college, like, but some people don't, though. So,
if you know your ex still fucking wants you on that level. So, if right now, if you could call your ex and fuck them right now, why would you want to be friends with that person knowing that you got a whole new relationship?
And they're in one.
Yeah. Is that okay? I want to hear from the male.
What was the question again?
Is it okay for you, for your partner, or you to be friends with your ex? With an ex?
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of friendship, you know. Like, my thing is, I'm not finna control, you know, mm-hmm. who you cool with.
Okay, so let's say
And as far as, you know, me worried about you going
you'll
to the
say
next
something
level,
if you feel disrespected, like, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's okay to, like, wish motherfucking Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Or maybe, like, on social media where it's an open thing, like, for everybody to see.
Open
like,
discussion or something.
If y'all fucking texting and low-key, like...
Like, what the fuck are you DMing me for?
Right. Hold
on. Like, let's put this shit on a status.
Or a sitting fucking emojis on
shit.
Yeah,
if
like
you writing a status and you coming into town or whatever, yeah, with you, you know, we just so cool. Oh, well, yeah, you and such and such. Let's link up with me and such and such. You know, like, make it a
Would you ever, like, bring, and I've been in this situation, would you ever bring your ex around your new boo and, like, kick it? I've been there, done that. And it's an awkward-ass situation. Yes.
I'm trying to remember. Have I been in there?
I've been the new girl and hung around the ex.
Well, I haven't hung around the ex, but I still hang around family members.
Saying your ex hanging out with you and your baby daddy.
I don't think I did that.
You?
Have I ever brought my
ex around your new girl?
Or invited her somewhere with you and your girl?
Or maybe just like a group of y'all. Y'all might have mutual friends.
That could be a thing too, though. So how would you know if they're going to be invited?
Usually for me, like my ex, like if I got to make you my ex, we finished.
That's how I feel too.
You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for me
but
to bring
you around.
But you
just said, though, that you can still communicate with your ex, depending on the individual, without a problem, right?
May be saying that in general, but for you personally.
But for you personally. Okay.
Like, me personally, like, if
yeah, that's how I,
Because, you know, it's just, you know, it's the reason why y'all became there.
I 100% agree to that. And that's why I try to tell people.
Whether it was trust, cheating, miscommunication, whether it really wasn't nothing big. Y'all just want me to be each other shit. Basically.
So yeah, to answer that question, you know, I wouldn't even see a point, you know, in bringing your ex to, you know, to meet your new boo.
Definitely not a point.
Okay, so what if it was like somebody you was really in love with and y'all were real good friends, y'all had the best relationship, but y'all broke up because let's say y'all were on different paths. Like maybe this person had to move out of town for a job, or maybe it was just not a time where you wanted to be in a relationship.
And then we don't want that. Always come back together at the end of the day.
And y'all left on good terms. But let's say it's 10 years past and you met your soulmate and you get married. And your soulmate is like, your new fiance is so understanding. And like, you really want them to meet this person because that was like one of your best friends.
I mean,
is that okay?
I mean, if it's cool, if it's an agreement there, I don't see no problem. I think.
But what if it was you having to deal with that? Would you feel some type of way if your wife or your fiance wanted that? Would you feel like, could you trust her around him? Knowing that their relationship ended on good terms and knowing that they probably still miss each other because they left on good terms.
My thing is you know, I can't put all my focus in, you know, worrying about what she's going to do.
But would you be okay with it?
Would I be okay with it?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what type of friendship they got. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned,
so basically,
like,
if you trust her, it's really the trust thing.
It's more so like, you know, because at the end of the day, if she asked me, can I go fuck him and shit?
Oh,
I'm
gonna
be like, fuck no. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, right back, we done.
But at the same time, I gotta trust that you ain't gonna do that.
Right.
And you know,
that makes sense.
And for me,
so you basically is not going
to
be on your girl ass 24/7 or just like
affectionate,
but not like not giving her no breathing room, because some men they feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, you got
like they just they want to make sure she ain't doing nothing, so they want to sit up under her all day or follow her around the house or like bitch, let her live, or you don't need to be talking to this person on Facebook, bitch. First of all. Get off of Facebook. Oh, damn.
So, the next question is, so what do guys expect from women?
Shit, we expect, you know, just for you to be down.
So, like you
know
go back
down.
To what, loyalty?
Yeah, just be down.
But what's down? What's down? Is down like dealing with a motherfucker who ain't got shit and y'all gotta, she gotta motherfucking
down as in
take
like,
all the responsibility?
Nah, down as in like I wanna win with you. And whatever it takes, I'ma put 100% there.
Okay, so what if she is down and she is trying, but that individual still ain't got his shit together after some years? Is she supposed to just...
I mean, it's not about... It's not about, you know, them getting it together. It's more so just... Because, you know, it's more so of the process. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And
so
however it turns out, you know, they still with you through it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know.
So is that the only thing? Like,
I mean, that's the main thing.
The main thing.
That's the main thing, you know what I'm saying? You gotta...
So that's pretty much the only thing that guys expect from from women.
That's one of the main things.
Okay, what's
sex,
another thing?
Sex, of course.
So bitch, I'm gonna fuck you, like, fuck this shit.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep a man happy. You
that's
know
true,
saying?
But what about the guys who ain't keeping their girls happy and shit?
Hey, man.
Y'all, that's a conversation niggas don't wanna fucking talk about. They want bitches to be experienced and do this, do that, fucking be flexible, this and that, willing to try anything. But if you tell a nigga his sex whack, he probably gonna get his feelings hurt. So,
man,
that's both sides, that's both ways. Like,
y'all got an easy job.
What makes you think? And I've had sex with
fuck your man and hold the house down.
Okay, we get that part, but listen, let me tell you from experience and from like talking to friends that I have that are in relationships with dudes, and some of them are married, them niggas, half of them ain't doing their job. Y'all niggas be thinking just cause you fucking stick a dick in a hole, she supposed to come be wet out on the place, and then
I mean,
y'all have,
hey, if that's
like,
your, if that's your, if it's not hitting the spot for you, then why are you with them? You know?
So do you think you should necessarily leave somebody just because the sex is bad?
I mean,
That's
your decision. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, like.
But I think y'all should be able to have an open conversation about it. Like, hey, I don't.
So what you want? So what you want him to do because he can't do it right? I mean,
first of all, sex is like riding a bike. Nobody knew how to fucking have sex until they started having sex. Like, you don't just wake up one day and be like, I know how to fuck. Like, it's a trial and error. Like, you have to go through a whole lot of practice for you to be this experienced ass motherfucker. You wasn't slinging good dick probably, and I probably didn't know how to fuck when I was a fucking child, like a fucking high schooler. Because you don't know. Like, you don't know people, and I hate when people be feeling like, especially like people who only dated like two or three people, then they get married, and then like they break up because of sex. Like, what you expect? This motherfucker don't know nothing. That's why I'm a fucking believer that people should like have multiple sex partners before they get married, because niggas expect girls to be freaky and flexible and do all these and try this, this, and that. but then you don't want her to have like zero sex partners. She only gotta be able to, oh, say only fuck two or three guys. Like, no. How you want an experienced person, but then she also can't have a lot of niggas that she can fuck with? How that work? That don't make sense, right? Did you want her to try everything under the sun with one guy? Like, you won't learn. You don't learn from
no,
that.
No, because it's the same penis.
Just like every pussy is different.
I mean, this is all like, about, it's all about how you feel from, you know what I mean? Whatever you're getting. You can have...
Look at the movie Temptation.
You can have the same type of sex. You can
they
have
had a bomb relationship.
You can have the same type of sex with somebody every night. If you love that person and that...
Bullshit.
And that's what gets you okay, then, you know.
Bullshit.
But before that person, you don't have experience, though. Because you done did some shit, you done learned some things, you done had fun in all different kind of ways. Well, not with the same person, though.
So we were.
I do agree
so
with
I
that.
Asked him when you
why
stepped out.
Why can't you with the same person?
I mean, you can with the same person. What she's saying is, you know,
so
like.
Let me tell you, when you stepped out the room, I asked him, I said, what do guys expect from women? And one of the things was, he said, good sex. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But you're not going to get good sex from a fucking virgin or a girl that only had sex with two guys. A lot of women don't know how
nothing.
To fuck. She don't know. She don't know nothing. And you learn different shit from different people.
Well, he's saying is you can learn a lot from one particular person. That's what he's saying.
But you don't know what you like because you've been with this same
you've been with this. That's
niggas,
what we try.
Niggas just want to buzz nuts.
And that's sad. That's why a lot of niggas is out here getting multiple girls Niggas might want to bust nuts, but they want some excitement.
They want some shit going on.
I'm saying they want some freaky shit. Overall, make your, you know what I'm saying? Overall, hold the house down and fuck your nigga.
Okay, but they still be fucking, y'all still be cheating.
True.
So,
are they not fucking right?
I feel like, no. Let me give you my point of view of what I think. That's a whole different topic. Let me tell you what I think. I think that dudes that have that mentality about like, oh, she just need to hold down, fuck me, da da da, this and that, and y'all still y'all, because I feel like, number one, she probably not happy, so the sex probably ain't as good as it could be. She probably ain't cooking the meal
like the man think it is.
Like, and his, like, what he think and what she think is probably on two different levels. She probably doing a bare fucking minimum because she probably not happy. Number one,
she wants a new dick.
He probably ain't putting it down. And that's why he thinking it's her and the sex is bad, but it's probably fucking him. And then that's why,
because she could be more experienced than him.
Be chasing different hoes. Hey, I mean, they want to fuck all these different bitches because they not getting what they need from this one girl. Because you're not putting it down for her to even be that way with you.
And the thing is, you know, if that's how she feels, she had every right to go, get up and go somewhere else.
But that's the thing about women. We too loyal. We not going to sit up here and just try to hop on the next person just because.
And that's what it all boils down to. Because it's 50-50 on both ends. Mm-hmm. It just gotta be a mutual connection that y'all both gonna make it work.
Mm-hmm. What I mean is both parties have to be willing to sit down and actually talk about it.
So would you go to a swingers club with your girl?
Would I go where?
To a swingers club.
To a swingers club?
Swingers club.
I mean, that's not something I'm into. So.
Like, I'm trying to figure out where the fuck that came from. That was just off her head, off the top of her head.
I ain't saying she can't go. She can go.
No, what?
Like, I ain't going. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not.
But what if you're just going to see the scene?
You say what?
No, you don't go to a swing club just to participate. You can just go, you know, just to drink, feel the scene out. You know,
that's cool.
Hell, I still ain't been the one, and I want to go just to see what the fuck go down.
And whatever reason you feel like you want to go for, that's
so why my man can't go just to experience, just to.
I'm not saying men can't have sex though. I don't speak for all men on that.
This is what I think in that case.
I don't know where that came from, y'all.
If your partner wants to try some shit that you are absolutely like not okay with, it still has to be some type of compromise. So y'all gonna have to meet down the middle. If she said, "I really want to go to this club, we don't have to participate," you should be willing to go, like, just to make that person.
You're just going.
Should be okay with me saying I don't want to go.
True, that too.
But what happened to compromise?
I mean, shit.
That's like you telling. That's just like for bitches who don't like to suck dick.
I mean,
what's
wrong with him saying?
I hate hoes like that. Like, bitch, you know.
Dick, but it's okay. But I'm gonna.
Bitch, you know you don't suck dick.
Okay,
like, stop.
Say if I say yeah and go and I'm not happy about going. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't know until you try it.
I mean,
I'm a firm believer in that. You don't know what you like until you try it.
I'm saying, what if you do try it? And you don't like it.
That's what I'm saying. Try that one time. You
like,
absolutely don't
that's
like
just
it.
Like trying food.
It's just like trying different food. So try that one. Because
you don't
time
have
her
to participate in nothing.
Set boundaries.
I don't know where that came from, y'all. But
set boundaries before you step out the door and then go from there. I mean, but you have to be willing to try because you never know until you actually go and see if you like it. And if you don't after that, then keep moving.
That's it. But then again, if your woman know you and she asks you and you say no, she probably just going to mind times out of 10 and leave it alone. We're going to leave you alone.
So how do y'all feel about social media and dating nowadays?
Y'all clout. A lot of it is clout. I would say that.
Social media and dating.
Is it easier to meet people online? Because I know
you're talking about online dating or just people
like
on social
media.
Media.
Do you think it's
in
easier
general,
for people to like
making themselves seem like this and not this?
Damn, bitch, if I can get the question out,
girl.
Like, she's like the talk.
I think I'm doing a podcast.
So is it easier for y'all to like meet people on social media versus like going to actual places? Like, I know back in the day we would go to like clubs and that's how you met people.
It's not clubs, but it's still adding about fuck social media. Like,
so is it easier?
I've never been into online dating. Period.
So you don't
some
like,
people have met their
so
husbands.
So you don't answer to like, and I know like, so you don't answer like to DMs and stuff like that.
I mean, some I do and then some I just ignore.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
What about you?
Motherfuckers still hit you up for the last year.
I want to know the truth. So you be hitting bitches up in their DMs?
Oh, yeah, T. Yeah, which one? Is who?
This is for the guy.
I'm sliding the DM.
You ain't sliding mine yet.
I'm sliding the DM. I ain't afraid to slide the DM. I see
so what do y'all be saying? Cause I be having messages from niggas. I be like, ew.
I don't know, man.
Hey, beautiful.
I say whatever comes to mind
at that moment.
So do you tell a girl she look good or let's link up?
What's up, beautiful?
I hate that shit.
Oh, that shit is so whack. Like
shooting your shot. There's only two things she can say.
Respond or not.
Yep. That's true though. So see, guys got it hard. Y'all really do. Like, y'all have to be the one that's kind of like putting yourself out there.
Not really.
Being vulnerable, yes.
It goes both ways, too.
Shit, you got bitches that be in them DMs, bitch.
These bitches nowadays.
They be getting blasted like a motherfucker, too.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like, you know, women should respect, you know, niggas and hitting that DMs a little bit more.
So they should respect the guys who are in their inbox?
You know what I'm saying? Like, depending on what he's saying.
I had a friend like that.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
I had a friend like, okay, so we went to Houston 1 year, and the All-Star game was in Houston, a couple, like 2013.
Uh-huh.
And I went down there with my friends, and so he was down there. So we had ended up linking up at Galleria, the mall. And so we all in the mall, we just going everywhere. You know, men just shooting at me. This nigga is right here walking behind me, just shooting at me, throwing whoop-whoop. And he's like, damn, Rudy, like, he was like, I'm with this shit. Like, this shit is what's up. Like, they really love. Like, he didn't get mad or none of that. He just loved the vibe. He was like, oh, yeah.
Right.
He was like, this shit is what's up. Like, I fucks with that shit. Like, we just had so much fun. And he was just like, damn, Rudy, you got it like that. And I'm like, dang, you ain't kind of feeling some kind of way. He was like, hell no. Like, shit, you got it. Like, but some men can, they like that shit. They want to know that the woman they with, women, wife, fiance, whatever, like, some men, you know, they want to know, like, they female, you know. What am I trying to say?
Bitch, I've been drinking. What he was talking about.
So it does lost. A little bit, though.
I'm so lost.
He was no, saying, it does a little
bit.
You
said that we should respect the men that be in the inbox, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think.
It does. Just like the men that respecting her, talking to
me,
her.
You mean,
I
mean, like.
I get what she. What
me,
you know what I'm saying? Like, not in the inbox, but just out and about, basically.
Yeah, it's technical.
Yeah.
Some men like seeing that shit, though. They're like, damn, my bitch got it. Like, whoop, whoop.
It's
but
like, it's more so just about, as far as women go, I feel like I should look more into it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was getting from what you were saying. I think that you were basically saying, like, women should take men more serious. Like, how I'm just like, oh, this is like. Be more, like, mindful of, like, this nigga actually probably do like me or see something in me.
I think that's why I've been at lately.
Trying to pursue me, and I really think this nigga a joke, and this nigga might
or be lame.
And stop blasting. I'm so against blasting people. Like, I don't like when people.
I don't do that.
Now, if you want some crazy shit, like, one nigga called me a bitch a few times because I didn't respond. I blasted his ass.
Bitch, I can see but you getting called a bitch a lot of times.
I got niggas in my inbox for years.
I think women need to, you know, be more cold with their shit down.
Like more direct,
you know,
and be
saying,
like, nah, I'm good.
You, when we say that, we still get the same motherfucking inbox from a nigga the last 3 years. The
so
same
nigga. Okay.
Don't got engaged in it no more after that.
So exactly, they still keep going.
Should I respond or should we still respond?
You respond one time, they keep coming right. Every year, it's a different message coming.
Should you respond and say, I'm good, or should you just leave it, like, don't even respond and leave the door open?
I would just say, let them know, I'm good, and then leave it from there.
See, niggas be on that district.
Yeah, but I can show you DMs where you don't, like, I done said that, and this nigga still hitting me up, like, 3-4 years later, same shit, what you doing?
You don't have to respond. Woo.
I don't.
And guys will, like, try to, they'll wheel you in with other shit. Like,
I don't respond most questions. Of them anyway.
Like, I had a nigga ask me about the dog, and I think we have a conversation about the breed of the dog, and then he, like, oh, like, on the side note, blah, blah.
He done
like,
wall on you real quick, like, just, whoa.
Like,
no. You can't get mad at him for this, and you out of your time.
Like, nigga.
I can't get those
in his bag. Like, for the trail. That wasn't a trap, nigga. You should have been direct, so I could have shut your ass down from the beginning. And be like, no, sir.
If he already came at you and you shut him down, then he.
No, some niggas, like, they don't even, like, hit you up in the beginning, like, hey, beautiful. Da, da, da. They'll just hit you up on some, like, oh, like, just random shit. I could post a fucking alcohol bottle. Oh, that shit good. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. You know, and then they'll be like, oh, blah, blah. Like, nigga.
Whack.
No game, first of all. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll be having corny ass niggas.
Well, what about the ones that send you dick pictures? Or I had a nigga last week on my Snapchat. Well, that was on Snapchat. Send me a, like, pictures of his. I'm like, okay, what is this for? You know, I'm so blunt. I'm like, okay, what are you sending this for? He was like, oh, you don't like it? I said, that's no. Disgusting. It don't do nothing for me. And you finna get blocked.
I hate when guys are like,
you finna get blocked.
You got a girlfriend. Oh, tell her she can come too. What she look like. Nigga, fuck you. Like, first of all, my bitch would never even look your way.
At all.
Second of all, bitch, your money.
She would never look your way.
I ain't worried about your dick. Your money ain't long enough, bitch. Because you're going to have to pay for both of our bills if I ever decided to do that shit. But it'll be so fucking, they be goddamn like. So,
but they be blasting bitches too because the bitch don't want to holler at them.
Hold on, if what? I don't have no interest in you and I'm not trying to put myself out there, like, I've never said once I was single on social media. I never make it seem like I'm single. So for a nigga to get in my inbox knowing that I have a girlfriend, yeah, bitch, come correct, cash at me, and then I might hold a conversation with you. And I'll tell my girlfriend, Sabrina already know. Like, I'd have been there, done that, even in the stripper days. Like, I used to entertain niggas, but the money was working. Like, let's go.
Okay, so
at the end of the day, I feel like niggas need to learn how to fucking place and night. Know who not to approach, because you already know this bitch from social media before you hit her up. You know she got kids, you know she got a baby daddy, you know she got a boyfriend, and I think y'all disregard all of that because y'all dicks be on hard and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you scrolling through some pictures. You see some titties and a half fat ass.
Unsensitive type shit, BET.
Oh, the worst one Tim is when, girl type when you don't sleep, when you can't go to sleep, and it's like, you up? Why you up, beautiful? Bitch,
oh, my, hold on, wait. That active shit on Facebook kills me. Like, bitch, don't just because I say I'm active don't mean I'm active, bitch.
Like, I have to be at work.
Like, I'm not in my inboxes.
A nigga hit me up and was like, why you up? I'm like,
yeah, bitch, I'm at work. 7 in the morning. Why you? Okay, bitch, it's Monday morning, Tuesday morning.
You should
morning.
Be up too for work.
Bitch, why are you up? First of all, bitch. Like, I don't want to be up, like, but shit, I gotta make shit happen. Like, I'm up.
Nigga trying to get in where you fit in.
Ain't fit in no motherfucking where.
These niggas say, you be surprised what we not in. What say? It be so much.
They say,
hey, beautiful, hey, gorgeous.
Oh, my. Let me know my inbox.
Girl, where's my phone? Like, my phone waiting there.
Let me read y'all some of my shit so y'all can laugh. Like, this is sad.
When you gonna let me take you out on a date? When you gonna stop playing? I've been hitting you up for the last 10 years. God, bitch, you gonna keep hitting me up.
So what type of DMs catch y'all attention?
I really don't fuck with the DMs like that, though, because none of it is.
None of that.
It's not like, genuine. It's like, I don't know what the online dating shit like that. To me, that's kind of online, like you meeting someone. Now, I would respond if I went to school with you or if I know you. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I knew you, I went to school with you, I might respond. If I go to your profile.
But even with that, kinda like your profile, got niggas out
with I might say hey or something, but no, but.
Niggas get desperate to see you a dick pic, huh?
Yes. Or the whole waving thing on Facebook.
I wish I could, well, not show you, but damn, like, I know, that's why I said, I know.
The whole waving thing or the little emojis is what
I'm saying. Bitch, I'm tired of the wave. The ha ha.
All these waves. Just be waving at. Throw some money when you waving. Like.
Just the little wave, bitch.
Okay, so for a conclusion of this whole topic, dating in 2019 is motherfucking difficult because I feel like. We all on different paths. We not on the same fucking page.
Yep, we got social media.
Everybody want to be fucking judgmental. Niggas want to think this about women. Women already got their fucking...
A lot of people now are materialistic. A lot of materialistic shit going on.
So for y'all single motherfuckers, I feel sorry for y'all.
I'm enjoying it though. Like,
but to take somebody serious, that's what I'm worried about. Like if I became
single today, I don't see it right now.
I don't even think I would date. I would just be doing my own thing.
That's what I'm doing right now. I don't... Mm-mm. And you know, I don't be, no. And I'm like, best friend, no. It didn't work at all. Like, fuck no.
I'm not even wasting my time.
Like, you're like, no. Mm-mm.
So do y'all have, like, okay, this is for tea. So do y'all have, like, bitches in your back pocket that you just fuck? Because I know, like, if you single, you fucking somebody. So you got, like, cutty buddies.
And we'll find that out on the next episode.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. That was a good one. On the next episode, Dr. Dre. That's Dr. Dre, right? That's Dr. Dre, right? Next episode.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Dre. Look, I'm old.
Yeah,
but.
I heard the song. And
me too. Like, I know.
All right, y'all. Well, for the second portion of the podcast, this was fun, y'all.
I enjoyed this. Like,
for the second part,
I could be on here all the time.
Oh my God. I tried to get this bitch to record me, and the first time she had the baby crying, the second time she was, we were having a whole conversation recording, and then like in the middle of the episode, she's like, all right, I'm gonna go. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I was drunk, friend.
I was drunk. I was recording no the whole time. We was over here drinking for hours. Like, we had, it was wine and liquor.
Her concentration when she's drunk is really hard. So,
I had to get home.
She gets distracted very easily, guys.
I wasn't drunk, but it was like, nah.
I'm
like,
surprised she lasted this long, honestly. But I had a lot of fun with y'all.
Because I ate.
Oh, my God. But the second portion, Maserati, I want him to tell y'all about his website, his social media, Paper and then also he's a motherfucking. This motherfucker, he ain't gonna let me finish.
I ain't gonna let you.
Let her talk, honey. You know she gonna let her.
I know. I'm trying to introduce him, like you know, like
go ahead, do your
he's
thing,
a
baby.
Vegan.
Do your thing.
Vegan, right?
Or straight vegetarian. Vegan.
He's vegan, right?
Vegan.
I'm alkaline at the moment.
Oh, alkaline.
Alkaline.
Wait, is that not vegan? That is vegan.
Kind of, sort of.
What the fuck is that?
Basically, shit.
And he be on my ass trying to get me to eat better. I know it's hard. I did stop eating meat for a little bit, but
he's single, y'all. Look for
I'm about
Facebook.
To make some chicken wings in a minute, so I don't really think that counts. But I bought him some fucking berries or whatever the fuck.
Organic.
But I want him to, I kind of want to get him, make him tell y'all a brief like description of his journey from like eating like how we eat, how real niggas eat chicken wings.
I mean, it's
so like being vegan.
Just pretty much, I went from, I started with not eating dairy,
lactose intolerant.
And I went from that to not eating meat. You know, meats as in like red meats, beef, pork.
So you basically wean yourself off of stuff. Yeah. Like you can't just cold turkey.
You can't just go straight.
I took it step for step, you know. I went from that to not eating chicken, only eating like fish and seafood, pescatarian. Then I went from that
to
vegan.
Now
he's
healthy and fine.
You know, and I had lost a total of 70 pounds.
Ooh.
And on this journey, I didn't really have to do no working out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, T lost
you
a lot of weight.
That big, though.
He lost a lot of weight. Like, the first time I seen him.
He look good, though. He look handsome.
The first time I seen him after that, I was like, dang.
What's your sign, too? When your birthday, what's
your sign? I swear, this ain't the love connection over here.
You a Libra?
Ah, shit.
This bitch got shit and started flirting like a
I'm not even. No. I'm not flirting. I'm just
on the podcast.
No, I'm not flirting. I'm just open. Like, this is straight. Well, you can say fighting, but he
did lose a lot of weight. When I first seen him after that, I was like, damn, like he did. So he definitely have, you can definitely see. You have to look at his old pictures and stuff, then you'll be able to see.
No, you can see in the face, like the face and just the body, and just really the face.
All he made, he made me some bomb ass. What he
mushrooms,
him,
right?
With the fried ass mushrooms. The whole kidding. You're going to have to make that shit again. Them hoes was good.
I give you some.
That shit was so good.
I give you a few pointers. Get you right in the kitchen.
Oh my God. This nigga ain't no chef.
All he eat is raw fruit and raw veggies, people.
Oh yeah, now he's doing raw, but that's hard.
That's super hard. It gotta be hard.
I think that's hard. You know, do you follow Maya?
So when you say raw, you don't like add nothing to it. It's just straight raw. Like Angela Simmons. She's super raw. She raw, but she do add a little seasoning.
Well, I make salads and onions, you know.
Oh my god, I would be fucking.
Bitch, we be dying.
First of all, our friend, we gotta do better.
We gotta do better.
You know, it's other dishes you can make. Like, I make like an alkaline pasta.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, well, that sounds better.
Oh, so you can get like raw zucchini noodles and make you like a sauce, a raw sauce. That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds real good.
Okay, bitch,
making everything from scratch.
Yeah. It's kind of, honestly, y'all, it's kind of hard when you date somebody that's not on the same page as you. Like, I can eat like
motivation.
Sabrina does not.
I can too.
Like, she only eats like 3 different vegetables, so like, I'm very limited on what I can cook.
It's not 3.
And it's tight.
It's a million shit, not 3.
She only eats greens, cabbage, and broccoli, and green beans. And she eats like not even a cup. Like, she'll eat like this much. Like, 2.
Well, at least she's in to greens, though. The best protein.
Bitch, barely.
I like this.
Oh shit,
I done did all this.
You know, get this shit. I like this.
You're welcome. Well, I really do appreciate y'all coming to the podcast.
She thought we was gonna be scared, y'all. I'm coming back tomorrow. Cause it's gonna be another podcast tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I'm recording tomorrow.
At my house. Oh yeah.
It's gonna be lit.
That's gonna be a little extra.
So, So for the ones who have been listening to all my episodes, I really do appreciate it. I believe this is episode number 12,
I want to say 12 or 13. You did 10 and 11, I believe.
I need to, you know, keep up that shit. But I am recording tomorrow. I really do appreciate it. For the ones who haven't liked, commented, or subscribed, please go to Apple and Google Podcasts, Anchor app, and Spotify. Leave me a motherfucking rating, comment, let me know what you like, let me know what you don't like. I really do appreciate it in advance. Y'all have anything else y'all want to say to the listeners before we get out?
Y'all make sure y'all go follow me on all socials at Maserati Thomas.
Spell that out for the motherfuckers that can't spell.
That's basically.
That's M-A-Z-A-R-A-T-T-I Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S. And you can find all my work on paperboyphysics.com.
He is like one of the hottest rappers out, literally.
He's the hottest rapper out.
He got talent. He got talent for real. So go check him out. And then y'all met my crazy ass best friend over here, Rudy. This house.
You can find me on Facebook, Rudy Howard. Look, I'm ready. Like, I think this for is my shit. Look, I think this is my thing. She told me to get into this shit, and I think I might have though. But no, you can find me on Facebook, Rudy Howard, Instagram. I really don't know right now. I forgot my whole long name. It's Snapchat, Miss Boricua Ricky.
Boricua, buddy. All right, then. Until next time, y'all. Stay beautiful, black. I like it.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Beautiful, black. Yes.
And bitchy. You know. Bye, lemons.